Welcome to another episode of Min Monkey. On this episode, we're talking about Sweet Country, directed by Warwick Thornton.
So Sweet Country is an Australian Western about racism, basically, and about racial persecution of the sort of indigenous population. The film's central sort of focus is around, I guess we're going to get into spoilers, because I can't really do the plot without the spoilers, but essentially you've got sort of the white people who own these patches of land, and they've got black slaves working for them. One of them has recently come back from the First World War and is still suffering a kind of post-traumatic stress disorder and is incredibly racist. When he goes round to a house and starts firing his gun at a black slave, he gets killed by that slave. And that's sort of the impetus for the whole plot, because this black guy and his wife have to go on the run, and the sheriff of the town has to come after them, and that's sort of where the story kicks off. There's bits before that, but it's essentially sort of setting up the world of the film, that there are slaves and there are white masters, in something very reminiscent to things like 12 Years a Slave. It's more common that you see this kind of story in set in sort of America, in the plantations and things, so it's quite interesting to see it, an Australian take on
It does have that the very kind of Western feel. Well, like the town is depicted very much like a Western. It's just got a saloon and the kind of sheriff's or the police station. That's all it's really there.
And it's a very brutal film. You have to be ready for like some quite serious racism and abuse and assault.
It's like the story of an Aboriginal man killing a white farmer, and the only person that's really coming to his defence is Fred, who's played by Sam Neill, who's like a preacher that doesn't have a church, and he believes that all men are equal under God, which really goes against the rest of the other Australian farmers in that area.
Yeah.
So it is kind of touching on a lot of like colonialism and suppression of like indigenous people, much like a lot of like revisionist Westerns do. Like, what was the last one we saw with Christian Bale?
Hostiles.
Like Hostiles, it's kind of looking back at this era, but in a different way. You've got it more from the point of view of the Aboriginal people that are suffering through this.
Yeah.
It's based on tribal stories, and one of the other guys that wrote it, it was stories passed down from his granddad as well.
Yeah.
Or about his granddad, maybe. It was something like that. It is very brutal, like you're saying.
Yeah, where this sort of differs from Hostiles. In Hostiles, it was sort of like a grey area. There were people on both sides. This is very clear, like, the slave owners are very bad people.
Yeah, it's much more from also the Aboriginal perspective. Whereas, like, in Hostiles, it wasn't that. You weren't getting it from the Native Americans' perspective as much. But it was, like, looking back at the time of, like, suppression of an indigenous people.
And yeah, you've got like great performances. Hamilton Morris, who plays Sam Kelly, who's the guy who works for Sam Neill's farmer. He kind of works for him, but they're like he sees him as an equal. He's like a labourer on his patch, and you really are sort of worried about what's going to happen to this guy and the town. And there's sort of no sense that things are getting better.
No,
I mean even at the end of the film, it finishes on a sort of downbeat note.
Extremely downbeat.
It's just like, where are things going? But I feel like it's really powerful because it doesn't give you that sort of false hope of, oh yeah, it's, everything turns out all right. It's sort of like, no, racism's terrible,
and it's still part of Australia. Ongoing. Yeah, I think like that the whole point of the movie, like the reason it is so tough to watch and there's such brutal scenes, but it is also like intercut with, it's juxtaposed with like this. Those beautiful, like, widescreen shots of, like, the Australian outback.
Yeah.
And there's no soundtrack at all. It's just, like, the sound of Australia in the background constantly, which I didn't notice at the time, that there wasn't actually a soundtrack apart from, like, Johnny Cash at the end.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. There's no music, really, I don't think. But it does kind of take you out of, like, a usual kind of film experience. And there's also, like, I know, like, you weren't as keen on it, but I really liked the way it was. There was little, almost, like, flash-forwards, or in some cases, flashbacks for characters. where you kind of know where the what's going to happen to them, which was an interesting concept. And some of them were really spaced out, so you kind of forgot about them. But it was an interesting way of doing it, but I know you weren't as keen on that.
Yeah, a couple of them were weird, like they edited in these short flashbacks or flash-forwards. And like, until you sort of clicked in that that's what you're seeing something that is going to happen in the future or may happen in the future, it was a little tough. Yeah. I wasn't that keen on them, but it didn't, like, ruin the film for me. And like you say, it was like, you don't see it done very often. It was an interesting decision to take.
I really liked it.
And it sort of heightened the tension in certain instances because you'd already seen something that was coming up. So you sort of have that dread hanging over you that you're going to reach that point. It's not like it shows you what's going to happen, but it's like because of the glimpse that you've seen, you know something bad is possibly going to happen to end up in that situation.
I really like the whole package of it overall. I think, like, really, there's only two... Well, Sam Neill's obviously very well known playing Fred, and there's Brian Brown playing Sergeant Fletcher, who's on the hunt for Sam Kelly, played by Hamilton Morris. Brian Brown and Sam Neill are the only really big name actors in it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the supporting cast aren't actually actors at all, and they're just like regular people that have just been pulled in. But you wouldn't really guess that from some of the performances.
Yeah,
which
some
really
of the
good.
Actors who played like the Aboriginal characters were great.
Yeah.
And I really like the decision to go with the sort of Aboriginal dialogue. Like, they use a lot of slang and a lot of terms that... Like, it was a little weird because, like, early on, I know they subtitled some of it, even though it was quite clear what they were saying, and I thought that's sort of weird. But then later on, like, there are parts where it would be hard to catch without the subtitles. But I really like the decision to do that because it shows that they, in some ways, had their own culture, which has been taken from them, because they speak this sort of mashup of English and their own language. But yeah, I really like that. And like you say, cinematography was awesome. It was great to see the Australian outback because, like, you don't really see it in too many films at all. I can't think of many films that I've seen even set in Australia, whether historical or modern, because it's usually, like you say, the American West that we're used to. So that was really interesting. So yeah, overall, like, I would definitely recommend this film. Hopefully it doesn't go under the radar for too many people because it is a smaller budget film.
Yeah, it's won a lot of awards though. It's done quite well awards wise, I think. But yeah, I really hope so too because I really loved it. It's very, very tough to watch and it does leave you a lot to think about after it. But I think that's its point and it does it very well.
Yeah, it's one of those films with like a very important message.
So yeah, I love Sweet Country. Go and see Sweet Country. That's it for this review. We'll be back next time with another review. Don't forget to like and subscribe, comment, and do lots of our various things on social media that we have.